timing is particularly appropriate in view of the recent tragic events in Myanmar, and it is one of the many weather climate-related events that are inflicting damage around the world. We unfortunately are seeing a dramatic increase in the number of those events.
According to the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, in their latest report, the climate scientists now say with 90% certainty that the warming we're having today, and especially in the last 50 years, is from human activity. It means we have an obligation to try to solve it and to reduce our burning of fossil fuels, and also other issues like livestock agriculture. Having a meat diet is actually also very energy consumptive.
Meat production causes 18% of all greenhouse gas emissions. That's more than all cars, trucks and ships added together, with just 14%. So if we just all cut down our meat consumption, just for one day or more than that, become a vegetarian, then we will have a sustainable and compassionate society.
Global warming is probably the most important issue facing all of us, and for taking a long-term view, we're facing an extremely serious threat of major climate change, and frankly, if we allow the current growth in livestock production to continue to occur, then all of the other things that we try and do in changing the way we generate our energy is going to be cancelled out.
This is a challenge that is quite urgent. I mean, it's really urgent. According to climatologists, we need to act soon, as in now.
Recent events in our world have shown how increasingly vulnerable our planet and all her inhabitants are to climate change. New scientific findings affirm each day that the time to act is now. On May the 22nd, 2008, in Seoul, South Korea, an international seminar drew together an assembly of leaders whose presence reflected the shared concern that global warming presents to the survival of us all. Participants included government officials of national, state, and city levels, major television and newspaper journalists, seasoned environmentalists, and environmental organization CEOs. Also attending were ordained monks and church reverends, artists and writers, as well as heads of organized teacher, parent, and student associations. Invited as an honored guest, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously accepted to a video conference broadcast live on Supreme Master Television to answer questions from seminar panelists. A world-renowned humanitarian and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Qinghai has dedicated herself to the future of the planet and its inhabitants. Throughout the years, she has encouraged a balanced life in harmony with nature, which includes a vegetarian, meaning animal-free, diet. Her example of compassion for all beings has been shown through her active concern for their existence, for the preservation of their habitat, and for the greater environment. In her responses to panelists during the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai brought forth new clarity to the dialogue, going to the root of climate change to reveal the one eternal message for humankind's survival, and that is love. Supreme Master Television presents a rebroadcast of this live conference with Supreme Master Qinghai in today's part 3 of the SOS International Seminar on Global Warming.
Our next question comes from Abbot Bhaktam, who is the former abbot of Chulpuram Temple in Korea.
Master Bhaktam, hello.
한국의 승려 법담입니다. 예, 이게 화성으로서 뵙게 돼서 대단히 영광으로 생각합니다. 그러나 시간 제약상 질문 내용이 거의 중첩된 것 같아서 내 질문을 생략하겠습니다.
The honor is mine, Master Bobdam. May Buddha bless you and your people.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Dr. Gwak Mija. Dr. Gwak is the chairperson of the Korea Yoga Society, the dean of the yoga department at Chune College, and the director and Transcendental Spiritual Counseling Society.
Namaste, Ji.
Namaste. 네, 반갑습니다. 이렇게 칭하이 무상사 선생님을 뵙고 말씀을 드릴 수 있다는 걸 큰 영광으로 생각하고 있습니다. 저는 영적인 교육에 관심이 많은 사람인데요. 먼저 제 이야기를 좀 드리고 싶습니다. 저는 어릴 적에 나를 알지 못하는 무지로부터 고통을 겪었습니다. 지금 아마 많은 학생들도 자기가 누구인지 자신의 참본성에 대해서 모름으로써 고통을 겪고 있으리라고 보아집니다. 이런 학생들에게 영적인 무지로부터 고통을 없앨 수 있는 교육 방법은 무엇이며 또 학교 장면에서 어떻게 구체적으로 적용할 수 있는지 궁금합니다.
Thank you, Mrs. Hua. You see, at present, we are very lucky to have the great communication system that available to us. So the students of all walks of life, or the people from all walks of life, they can avail themselves to the teaching of many great teachers around the world. For example, yourself, you're spreading the yoga system, which is very good for the mind, the spirit, and the body even. Yes. I think the right education should start with spiritual practice. Spiritual practice comprises also of social, moral standard, which will, in turn, uphold the great societies and avoid many conflicts between people and between nations. So education, actually, my belief, education begins at home. So if the parents are enlightened and virtuous and know how to lead their noble life, then they can already influence their children without even teaching. And they will lead their children into the righteous way. And then the teacher do the other half of it. If the teacher are also enlightened, also virtuous, and also knowing the correct way of life, then both parents and teachers are the great masters of the children. Children are our future. Spiritual methods are the best for the children. The best is we learn when we are young, when we are still impressionable, when we are still open, when we are still pure enough and empty enough to receive what is good. When we were a little older, we have received so much already negative influence, and even some also mix of good influence, but we are very full already. It's difficult to clean up all the garbage that we have carried and the bad influence that we have been receiving in order to go back to zero and start it again. So children are the best that we have. So the parents and the teachers are very important, and the correct way is to teach them the moral standard, the spiritual way of living. And I hope in the golden age we will begin to do that. There are many schools around the world already begin with spiritual teaching, and I hope all the schools will do the same. It has proven that it works, even for the children, intelligence. Just any spiritual practice, it helps with student intelligence. Not to talk about if we are deeper into spiritual way of life, how much improved our society will be, starting from the young age. We are building the foundation of society, beginning with the children. I'm glad you asked a very vital question. Thank you. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, and please continue. I haven't bless you.
Thank you, Srinath Chinghai. The next question comes from Mr. Lee Yong-jung. Mr. Lee is the Secretary General of the People's Coalition for Children's Health and the former head of the Policy Research Team for Children's Health on the Presidential Commission for Sustainable Development.
Hi, Mr. Lee Yong-jung.
네, 반갑습니다. 영성과 채식, 공생 세 가지 단어로 요약되고 있는 선생님 얘기를 잘 듣고 있습니다. 저는 건강과 먹을거리와 지속가능 사회라는 곳에 대해서 문제 제기와 더불어서 질의를 하려고 합니다. 우리는 온통 신체내 독성을 분비하는 먹을거리로 둘러싸여져 있습니다. 이런 먹을거리에 노출되면 우리 몸 안의 미생물의 균형이 깨지고 그리고 전체 지구 생물종의 절반에 차지하는 미생물과의 전쟁을 하려는 생각을 갖게 됩니다. 그렇게 해서 나타나는 질병들이 아토피, 비염, 천식, ADHD 20년 동안 무려 한국 사회에서 한 3배 정도 늘어났고요. 그 다음 고혈압, 암, 당뇨 등등도 아마 3배 가까이 늘어났을 것 같습니다. 지금 한국 사회에서 문제가 되고 있는 조류인플루엔자, 노로바이러스, 또 항생제, 내생균 등등은 미생물과의 전쟁을 선포한 결과물로 이런 식품 독성을 야기하고 있는 먹을거리를 한번 살펴볼 필요가 있습니다. 첫 번째가 가공식품에 들어있는 화학 첨가물과 그리고 포장지 용기 이런 것들이죠. 두 번째는 공장형 축산에서 나오는 항생제 과대 사용에서부터 등등의 문제들이 있을 것이고요. 세 번째는 무기 영양설에 입각한 비료와 농약의 과다 사용의 문제가 있고 생물종 간의 질서를 어지럽히고 있는 유전자 조작식품과 광우병 의심 소고기도 거기에 있고요. 또 한국 사회처럼 식량 작업도가 25%에 머물러 있어서 지구 반대쪽에서 오고 있는 먹을거리가 75% 가까이 가고 있는 이런 문제가 어우러져 있다라고 생각되는데 이런 문제들은 사실은 캐보면 모두 지구온난화, 이산화탄소나 메탄가스와 연동되어 있고 아이들 건강 문제, 그리고 인류의 지속가능 문제, 정자수까지 포함해서 있을 텐데 선생님께서는 이런 문제들을 단순히 채식이라는 한마디로 정리해서 이해는 하지만 좀 포괄적인 고민들이 필요하지 않겠느냐. 농업부터 환경보존형 농업으로 가야 되고 미생물과의 공생하려는 사고의 철학을 바꿔야 될 테고 먹을거리 패러다임을 근본적으로 전환하고 먹을거리가 나를 살리고 인류를 살릴 수 있다라는 좀 철저한 시민교육, 공교육 제도가 도입되어야 되지 않겠는가 생각합니다. 이상입니다.
It seems not easy to tackle, but it's actually very easy. If you have a child and you know what is good for him, then you definitely want to give it to him. And if you know what is bad, poisonous to your child, you would take it away from him at all cost. So it's just the habit thinking of humankind, that feeling that this is not doable, but it is. Just take away that piece of meat, replace it with protein from the vegetable kingdom. Nowadays, we have available everywhere vegetarian food. Yes, very simple. Even if we don't have available food, all kind of beans, rice, lentils, these are full packed of vegetarian protein, and they will make your life much, much more comfortable, healthy, and wise, and very, very spiritually elevating. Now, I don't understand why is it so difficult for the government or for any parents or anyone who is responsible in this matter not to change the habit of giving the children what is healthy to them. You want your children to be healthy, no? And so we do the research, we know what is the best for the children, up-to-date vegetarian diet, I mean without milk even, without dairy product even, is the best diet thereof for anybody at all age. So why don't we give them the best? For me, it's simple. Just give them the best food. And then everything else will come along. You will see the benefit And if it doesn't benefit, you can always change back to the meat diet. But I'm sure you will like the vegetarian diet. I mean the parents, the teachers, the one who are responsible for children's health. You will see their improvement in all aspects of life, not just health, but intelligence, vitality, and the peacefulness in their character. You have less to worry about your children's violent behavior. Thank you. And thank you for being concerned about the children. They are our future. Thank you, Mr. Lee Yongchong. Thank you. 감사합니다. The people have to do it, yeah? The government can do it or not do it. It is up to the parents to choose, okay? The parents choose it. Next one, please.
Yes, Master. The next question comes from Mrs. Lee Hui Jung. Mrs. Lee is Secretary General of the Korean Parents Association for Correct Education.
칭하이님 만나 뵈서 반갑습니다. 지금 이용정 선생님이 질문하신 거에 연장인데 지금 한국의 청계천 앞에서는 청소년 아이들이 모여서 촛불 문화 집회를 하고 있습니다. 그 집회가 왜 이루어졌냐 그러면은 광우병 의심 쇠고기가 수입된다고 하는데 그 수입된 쇠고기가 아이들 식단에 공급될 위험에 처해 있습니다. 그래서 청소년 아이들이 먼저 자기네들이 스스로 선택해서 먹을 수 없는 학교 단체 급식에 소고기가 들어오는 것들을 우려해서 청계천으로 뛰어나와서 미친 소를 먹기 싫다고 촛불 문화 집회가 이루어지고 있습니다. 그리고 학부모들은 또한 내 자녀를 내가 깨끗한 음식, 채식으로 먹일 수 없는 단체 급식의 현실에서 우리 아이들을 보호하기 위해서 같이 나가서 광우병 쇠고기 의심되는 소고기를 수입해서 식단에 쓰지 말자고 함께 외치고 있습니다. 지금 한국에 아이들이 이렇게 나와서 있는 이유 중에 하나는 교육 환경과 학교에서 먹는 학교 급식의 문제의 불만의 심각성에 있다고 봅니다. 근데 아이들이 이렇게 어른들이 미처 생각하기도 전에 먼저 뛰어나와서 말할 수 있었던 것은 아이들의 감수성이 굉장히 저는 뛰어난 때문이라고 봐요. 그러니까 한국에서 아이들이 비디오를 통해서 아니면 인터넷을 통해서 기업 축산에서 도축되는 소들 그리고 광우병 의심 쇠고기들이 죽어가는 소들이 걷지도 못하고 죽어가는 것들을 사육하는 이런 광경들을 보면서 아이들이 그 현장을 자기 자신의 문제로 받아들였다고 저는 생각을 합니다. 학교 교육에 갇혀 학교라는 그 공간에 갇혀서 하루 종일 수업하고 밤늦게 12시 1시가 돼서 집에 돌아오고 또 학교 급식으로 점심과 저녁을 해결하는 아이들이 기업 축산에 갇혀서 동물처럼 사육당하고 주는 대로 자연의 순리에 어긋난 음식들을 먹으면서 죽어가는 소를 보면서 자기 자신의 처지를 생각했다고 생각을 합니다. 아이들의 감수성이 교육계 오랜 기간이 지날수록 쇠퇴가 되는데 그래도 어린아이들일수록 아직은 그 감수성이 살아있어서 우리가 동물이나 지구에 가해지는 고통과 폭력들을 자기 것으로 받아들일 수 있다고 저는 봅니다. 근데 불행하게도 학교 교육을 오래 받을수록 생태적 감수성은 점점 없어지고 맙니다. 지금 학교 교육이라는 것이 자연에서 마음껏 뛰어놀 수 있고 그리고 동물들을 가까이 할 수 있는 이런 환경이 아니라 인위적으로 조성된 환경에서 또한 분절된 시간 속에서 학습 목표를 강제적으로 수행해야 되는 그리고 또 지금의 한국 교육 현실은 거기다 무한 경쟁이라는 국가의 경쟁력과 국가의 지속 가능한 성장을 위해서 아이들을 무한 경쟁으로 내몰고 있습니다. 그래서 더욱더 아이들이 심각한 상황에 처해 있는데 이런 아이들한테 학교 교육에서 생태적 감수성으로 계속 교육을 시켜서 사회적 약자 그리고 동물이나 가축에 당하는 고통들 또 지구가 몸살을 앓으면서 힘들어하는 이 모든 것들을 몸으로 느끼고 그것들의 문제를 해결하기 위한 이런 교육 쪽으로 나가야 되는데 교육 현실이 그렇지 못해서 문제가 됩니다. 그래서 칭하이 선생님한테 질문 드리고 싶은 것은 지금 현대 교육이 이렇게 아이들의 생태적 감수성도 날이 갈수록 황폐화시키고 경쟁이라는 이름으로 아이들을 교육 환경으로 내몰고 있는 현실 속에서 생태적 감수성을 기르기 위한 그런 교육을 어떻게 하면 좋겠는지 그런 것들에 대한 질문을 해봅니다.
Thank you for concern, Mrs. Lee. Thank you for your concern. And by the way, I would like to convey also my sympathy and my gratefulness to the students who are expressing their opinion right now in Seoul concerning the beef import and concerning their love and care for the animals. I am very impressed by their attitude because as a student, they are quite busy and it's not like the curriculum in the school would have informed them or teach them anything about animal cruelty or how to be kind to animal. But they do know about it and they do research about it and they do take action about it. And I'm very glad, I'm very glad. And I do hope this will even spread further into other schools and whole nations and keep people aware of the harmful effect of animals' product as well as the unkind treatment that we humans measure upon them, the poor, innocent, defenseless brothers and sisters. So I thank you and I thank them on the animals' behalf. Concerning your question about how to raise children rightly, this is a very, very important question. And the parents and the teachers should get together to discuss this. And the leader of this movement for the teachers and the parents should be more equipped with all the evidence, the concrete, scientific, and convincing evidence of the better diet for the children, meaning animal-free diet, absolutely free from animals' traces, even eggs, milk. They are harmful because they derive from the animals. And the animals have been fed with, chemical substance or kind of hormone, which drives the children crazy. So if your children's behavior are not according to your liking, please do not blame them alone. They are born nice, innocent, and sweet. They have been brought up by us, and we have not given them due goodness, due care, due best standard that they so deserve. Because we also, as parents, have not been fed this due attention that we also need. So now we have to change the course of history. We have to research. We have to know for sure that the vegetarian diet is really absolutely healthy, best in all aspects for our children. Get the evidence. Get all the studies necessary, all the scientific and convincing evidence, and get together and spread this information and decide together that we have to change the diet of the children. When you change the diet, everything else will change. Their behavior will change. Their intelligence will improve. And you'll be a happy parent, and they be happy children. You want the best for your children, and that is the best for them. The diet, the vegetarian diet, you must give them that. And then everything else will come along. Believe me, trust me. You try, and you tell me. It will do no harm. It just helps you to save more money on grocery. You go straight to the vegetarian section. You don't need to go anywhere else. Vegetarian diet and no alcohol, no cigarette, no drug also. And by the way, a message to vegetarian producing people. Even with vegetarian food, we have to also be careful. We don't put additive into it. We don't put too much preservatives into it. We don't put any harmful substance into vegetarian food. And we don't put too much, glutamate or too much sodium, too much salt. These things are also not very good for health. So vegetarian diet should be fresh, even from the local market. That would be the best for your children. Local market. And the fresher, the better. Not just vegetarian, but the fresher, the better. And the healthy vegetarian product. To all the producer of vegetarian food, please beware of this. Thank you for your question. Your question is paramount important because it's concerning the children and the society at large. Thank you, madam. I wish you all the success. I wish the children movement that you mentioned just now, the students movement, will spread all over your country and into the world. And all the students will follow suit. Everyone will hit their cry for help, for a better life that they deserve. Thank you so much. Heaven bless you. And bless their movement.
Thank you, Minister. Before continuing, these are great questions, but because time is limited, we would ask that you try to keep them brief and direct as much as possible. Thank you.
Okay. My time is for you. I'm worried about your time. I can sit here all day. This is my passion. Saving the planet is my passion.
Okay, the next question comes from Mrs. Park Kyung-yong. Ms. Park is a member of the Korean Association for School Meals.
Yeah. 안녕하십니까. 스님 만나뵙게 돼서 대단히 저 반갑습니다. 저는 학교 급식 실무 책임자로서 성장기 아이들에게 먹을 거리를 저 제공하는 저 실무에서 근무하고 있습니다. 지금 앞에 그 두 질문자께서 그 질문한 내용과 연관이 있는 부분인데요. 학교 급식은 정부에서 일정량을 그러니까 30%를 동물성 단백질을 섭취하도록 이렇게 기준을 정해놓고 있습니다. 그래서 저희 실무자는 그 기준 영양을 맞추기 위해서 매일 학교 급식에 쇠고기 내지 돼지고기, 닭고기 이런 것이 매일 제공되고 있거든요. 근데 그 사실 단위 학교별로 매일 그 쇠고기라든지 이런 육류가 제공이 된다면 전국적으로 모든 학교 급식을 토탈해서 그 저기 그 육류 섭취 그 양을 계산을 해본다면 어마어마하죠. 그러면 하루에 그 도축되는 그 동물들이 상당하다라는 건데 그거 사실 저는 실무자로서 그렇게 심각하게 생각을 못했는데 오늘 세미나에 제가 참석을 해서 학교 급식 쪽에 육류 섭취에 대해서 생각을 깊이 해봐야 되겠다. 또 정부에서 정책적으로 기준을 좀 달리 해야 할 필요성이 있겠다. 이렇게 저 생각을 했고요. 그래서 이제 그 채식 위주로 학교 급식을 병행을 하는데 그 동물성 지방 단백질 그 대체 식품으로 우리가 다 아시다시피 콩 그 저기 식품이 그 단백질로서 얼마나 그 성분이 우수합니까? 그거 대체 식품 또는 뭐 채소를 위주로 해서 학교 급식 쪽에는 지금 친환경 그 식재료를 저기 확산 그 사용을 확산시키고 있는 지금 저기 학교 급식 현실인데요. 그 육류 사용에 있어서 조금 심각성을 가지고 정부에서 접근을 해야 되겠다. 대체 식품 단백질 지방을 식단 구성이 필요하겠다. 이거를 말씀드리고 싶고요. 제가 질문 드리고 싶은 것은 그럼 학교 급식에서 친환경 식재료로 위주의 그 채식 위주의 식단을 구성할 필요성이 있는데 선생님께서는 채식을 위주로 하고 계시는 걸로 알고 있는데 선생님께서 채식 위주의 식단 구성 자료가 있으시면은 제가 좀 듣고 싶고요. 그 방법이 또 어떤 방법이 있을까? 제가 실무진으로서 고견이 있으시면 제가 실무 돌아가서 참고를 하겠습니다.
Oh, wow. Very good question, Mrs. Park. Very good question. Very good endeavor. Thank you so much. Good ideas, good ideas. You see, this is a very good start. First of all, in my humble opinion, you will be blessed by wanting to do this, and then you will continue to have strength to do it. You have to inform the facts to the parents association and to all the parents that you can. You can give them leaflets to each of the students to bring home or to the school board and ask permission to distribute it to the children. Get all the facts about how good the vegetarian diet is and all the facts about how bad the meat diet is. And then get their support. Inform your students. Inform everyone that you know in your society, in your world, in your school. And then get them all the materials necessary so that they understand what you are talking about and support your ideas. We have to give them the facts. We cannot just tell people, okay, be vegetarian, it's good for you. We have to evoke their intelligence, curiosity. We have to provide them with all the materials that is convincing and truthful. And then they can decide together, okay, we choose this diet. The majority of them will choose it. I do hope they do. After you diligently inform them all the facts about how good the vegetarian diet from scientific point of view, because people only believe in science. And then come the moral issue. You can show them some of the crude pictures, crude video about how the animal being treated, being slaughtered, and ask themselves a question. How would you feel if it were you? If people see the evidence and they're faced with the cruelty that the animal have been treated, I'm sure they will decide to get a vegetarian diet. Right now, it's worldwide trend that everybody knows the vegetarian diet is good and the meat diet is very harmful. They recall millions kilogram, millions unit of meat because of the harmful effect everywhere in the world. Up to date, there are many countries in the world do that. So get all this evidence and show it to them. You never know what you're eating. It's better to choose a healthy diet. You see, importing meat and all that, you never know if they're good. The government cannot control every piece of beef for you, actually. No. There are loopholes everywhere. They are also lobby. People will turn the blind eyes and all that, or take it for granted that the meat are safe. That is, we're talking about a health standpoint only, yeah? Not to talk about moral obligation to our weaker, smaller, defenseless brothers and sisters, co-inhabitants. We cannot be cruel. We have to be kind. We have to be loving and compassionate because we are human. Every time you see somebody, treat somebody nice or do something good, you say, oh, that's very human. That is a human treatment, you see? Because we are human, we have to give every other beings human treatment, including our own neighbors. Okay, so because we're human, we have to be kind, we have to be compassionate, because that's our nature. Don't let anything else make us forget that. Thank you for your question, and I wish you all the luck and blessing from heaven. And I love you for doing this. Thank you. 감사합니다.
By the way, in the SupremeMasterTelevision.com, we have all kind of free to download international cooking recipes for you. It costs you nothing. If you want to download, then use them. Or you can contact our centers in Korea to ask for free recipes. Also, the SupremeMasterTelevision.com provides in this matter all scientific and convincing information and evidences for you to download if you need to use them to inform other people and to convince them about the idea of changing the diet for the children in the school.
So now we have to change the course of history. We have to research. We have to know for sure that the vegetarian diet is really absolutely healthy, best in all aspects for our children. Get the evidence. Get all the studies necessary, all the scientific and convincing evidence, and get together and spread this information.
You're watching Words of Wisdom on Supreme Master Television. Join us on Wednesday for part 4 of the SOS International Seminar on Global Warming with special guest, Supreme Master Ching Hai. A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you ever more happiness and peace in heaven's light and love.